Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
Together again, isn't it? It seems like ages since we've been here, and praise the Lord that we're back. So if you're here for the first time, you're in the right place. We love it when God adds people to us, and our worship is not usually quite so long, but when Steve comes, we make the most of it, and praise the Lord, and we love him so much, Steve. You're so good, mate. So just a few notices, and then Angela and myself are going to do a little preach thing going on. So, first of all, on the 17th of this month, we've got our 3 days of prayer and fasting. We went for 3 days instead of a whole week. Instead, because we felt it was more manageable and we could do it more often during the year, we're going to end them 3 days with a soaking night in God on the 19th. So, you should have. Has everybody got one of our diaries, our little leaflets as you came in? Yeah, it's all on there. Most of the things that are happening this year or the early part of this year. So do have a read of that. 17th, it starts till the 19th. And we're at the New North Academy for the soaking night. Secondly, our discipleship course begins again this Friday. It's the same course, so you don't have to do both, but please choose one if you're free. Honestly, you're going to love it. But the Friday night one is moving from 5, it's only for an hour, from 5 till 7. So it's 7 till 8 o'clock on Friday night, and then on 10 till 11 on the Saturday. We're going to see transform people. Our heart is that the church has built a consumer mentality into people, where people come to church expecting to be served, looked after, cared for. We do everything. And yes, we love to do a great Sunday, but we don't want consumers. We want disciples, people that can fully do everything that Jesus was doing. Yeah, and so that's what we're going to build into. Incorporated in this season up until Easter, we're going to be doing a couple of weeks on healing, so that we will teach you how to heal the sick. You can just pray for it, but there are good ways of seeing there are better ways of seeing results. So that's what we're going to be teaching on, and then each term we're going to be teaching a bit more the practical side of it. What does it look like to be Jesus in this world today? Praise the Lord. Okay, so next is we're doing a daytime alpha. That's going to be towards the end of February. So if you know anybody, especially mums, you know, when the kids are gone to school, we can get together. We're not sure whether to go together or on Zoom yet, but if you've got anyone that would like to be part of that, please let me know. And them online alphas are fantastic, just like meeting together. And can't wait for that one. We've just finished two at the end of last year. It's the way we're going to get our people saved. We've been praying about getting people saved, and we love them to be saved and built up and added to the body so that we can look after and care for them. Okay, so that's Alpha. And obviously for those listening in Basildon, we're on the 16th of February. We've got our next Alpha call starting there, so please invite people. It's going to be a great time down there too. So, and then lastly, we've got New Day happening again in the summer. It hasn't been able to meet for 2 years because of COVID, but this is for our youth, where there are 7,000 youth. If you can imagine one tent that can fit 7,000 people, there are 7,000. It's huge. It must be about 50 times the size of this room. And we take them there for a week camping, and they get Jesus all week. It's fantastic. They love it, and so do we. So that's in the summer. The thing is, it costs £125 right now to go. What we're asking for parents, if you can give £15 deposit before the end of January, we'll have a whip round, an offering in the church, and pay the rest. So if you can get £15 and your youth names down by the end of the month, it will cost you £15. But obviously, yeah. But after that, the price goes up, not from us, but from New Day people, to £140, and then you'll have to cover that yourself. So we're really hoping that people will sign up, pay your £15 deposit before the end of this month. I thought that was a really good deal. You think that's a good deal, guys? Yeah, come on. You thought so anyway, Colin. Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to, if we can all stand, please. And we're going to invite our other, actually I'm going to be preaching as well, but so is Angela. Angela, you know, she's been homegrown here. She's grown in strength. What a fantastic word again this morning. Let's give Angela a big round of applause, guys. Okay, please be seated. And just so that you know, we love to honour people here because life is so dishonouring out there. People, that we call it on the street, they slag people off. They run people down. And forever that's what goes on. They gossip about each other. And in here we don't do that. We say that is not part of who we are. We love people, we honour them, and try our best to draw out the best in them. What we see in them, what God has placed in each person, we honour that and try to draw that out. We'll give every opportunity. That's what the discipleship thing is about. You know, whatever God has placed in you, we want to see it, guys. I'm enriched when you step out in your giftedness, hopefully as you are when we step out in ours. And so we'll be doing a lot more releasing this year for those who want to step up. And we will honour you for what God has made you to be. So that's why we make a big deal about people. People matter. Do you know that, guys? Yeah, people do matter. They matter to God and matter to us. Okay, so 2022. And we're going to call this talk New Year, a New You. Who out there wants to be a new you? You want a new you?
Yes.
Amen? Hey, put your hands up. Let's hear an amen to that
amen.
One. Come on. So I wonder what that would look like. We'll look at that in a minute. But well, I believe that we all do. Last year, as Steve was prophesying, he's prophesying through some of the struggles and the stresses and the strains that this life has put on us. On this side of it, all we see is a pain. Eternally, we're going to see the beauty that draws out in each one of us as our hearts get broken, our hearts get molded and shaped for all eternity. We're going to shine like stars. Just know that, guy. You are going to shine like a star forever. But for now, God is still transforming us here. And I love that. And so Hebrews 11:3 says this, that by faith we understand that the universe was formed by God's words. So what we now see didn't come from anything that can be seen. And so as we look around the world, we look at solid things and we think of the spirit and we think, you know, the solid things are the most important solid. And the spirit isn't. It isn't that way. It's the spirit that is eternal. It's the spirit that will be forever. And out of the spirit, God was there on his own at the beginning of time. And then he chose, he must have thought, what can I do to reproduce what I am? I want children, I want to love. I love the Father, I love the Son, the Spirit loves. All that love going on there, but they wanted to produce more. And so God spoke. And out of his words, just the words of his mouth, the breath, the ruah went out into the world. And whatever God spoke, the Father spoke, the Holy Spirit went about creating everything that the Holy Spirit, that the Father said at his command. Can you imagine the power to be able to do that? Speaking and saying, scream one, and all of a sudden it's here. Well, that's what God was doing. Well, who wishes that they had that kind of power today? Yeah, I do too. And it's like, that there is a bit of a reality there though. Yeah, I mean, what would you do if I said that you could do that three times, yeah? Just pray with that kind of power. What would you do? Say, COVID, stop. around the world, and it would cease. Maybe I will pray that one. I know one I would pray. Mansion by the sea appear. Yeah. Massive yacht appear. And then, not a Maserati, I'd probably go for a Bugatti. Yeah, Bugatti appear, then I would be happy. Or maybe you would even go perfect body. You know, you're like, oh, that's what a six-pack looks like. What would you go for? But and at the beginning of the year, it tends to be that people will start to think of a new year and start think of New Year's resolutions. And it is a new year. Who's glad that 2021 is gone? Yeah, hands up on that one. Come on. That was a struggle, wasn't it? You're probably going to find that that year shaped you more than any other year of your life as life moves on. But that's the way it works. And so it is a new year. And we start to picture ourselves as a new person, the new you. Well, I wonder what your new you would look like. Maybe you want to lose a bit of weight, you know, be a bit of a Slim Jim, a bit like Lloyd, he's a Slim Jim, and that's it. Want to be a bit like that. Or maybe you want to join a gym and get fit and that, and start cycling like me and Deb had a few years ago. I guarantee anyone who starts out, it's so good for the legs and everything else as you move on in life. But is that you? Or maybe you say to your new year, I want to save some money, I want to spend a little bit less, or maybe you're thinking, I want to give up drinking because I enjoyed a little glass of wine, but then that became half a bottle, and now I'm noticing that it's going into a bottle, and all my veins are coming out of my face, because that's what happens to people who drink too much wine, and people can notice it, and you want to give that up. Or maybe it's something else. Maybe you want to stop smoking, that has been going on, and you've hidden it from people, and God is saying, no, that needs to go. Or maybe it's some other kind of addiction that you're suffering from, and maybe that's you. Or maybe it's to stop gossiping or be a better friend to others. Or maybe you want to eat healthy foods now, hopefully not becoming a vegetarian. I do not understand how anyone could eat anything without meat in it, but that's me. But we start to think of these things and get our picture of what our new you would look like. But actually, God's new you would be quite different. It'd be quite different from that. See, 1 Timothy 4:8 says, physical training is all good, but training for godliness is far better. Not just for this life, but for the life to come. And so, guys, we're called to a greater life than this, a higher life, a life in the spirit here on earth. And it calls for a deep work in the soul. And because actually we're called to be like Jesus, who is absolutely perfect in every way. And to be honest, it's impossible for us to get there. It's impossible for us to be like that on our own. And so we need help. We need some help from God. And the world needs us to get help, because God has designed it that people would believe when they start to see Christ in us. So we need that. And so how do we get it? Well, for those that are born again, those that know Jesus and have invited him into their hearts, Christ now lives in you. And as Steve said earlier, I no longer live, but it's Christ that lives in me. He is the power force, the presence and person of God himself living in your heart, empowering all that you are. And part of it is your words. Did you know that? Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And so we have power to release life wherever we go. You obviously have power to release death. Moaners, groaners, grumblers, whinge bags, they release death. You know, and we all have days like that. Come on, we do. Right? But God is calling us to say, no, release life. Be those that relieve life into this world. And so as we pray, as we meet with God and pray, we start to declare our future into being. We start to put a framework on what we're stepping into in 2022. And that's what we want to do, a roadmap for us on all that God is going to do with us. So to declare is to announce, is to proclaim, is to make known publicly what is going to happen. And our pattern for that is Jesus, isn't it? You know, when Jesus first came on the scene and he started his public ministry, he went to the local synagogue, gathered those who professed to follow God, and he said to them, he started to declare what the Father had placed in his heart. He said, now I'm going to do it. This is what I'm going to do. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. So straight away, even Jesus knew he weren't going to do it on his own. He needed the presence of God, the Father, with him. And so then he said, I'm going to proclaim good news to the poor, which is exactly what we see Jesus doing. And then I'm going to give freedom to captives. And I'm going to give sight to blind people. So many people healed in here, even yesterday. If you are suffering from arthritis, okay, it seems to be something that God's really healing amongst us. So if that's you at the end, Colin, I'm sure, will pray for you at the minute. He's been blessed with that. Come and get you. There's no good grumbling about it. If God's healing it, come up and get it healed. That's the way it is. But Jesus said, this is what I'm going to do. And this is the year of the Lord's favor. And so what we saw Jesus doing is exactly what he said he was going to do. And we're to do the same today. We have the power of God upon us to do the same today. And as we proclaim our future into being, if we're following Jesus and he is in us, it needs to be in line with what Jesus patterned out for us there. And so Job 22:28 says this, lift up your face to God, make your prayer known to him. He will hear you, then declare it. It says in Scripture, then declare it, and God will establish it for you. And so God is waiting to bring into being what he has placed on your heart. He has placed it. If you've got a big desire, a big passion in your heart, guess who put it there? It was God. And what he wants from us is to recognize it's there, to desire what he wants for us. And as we proclaim it, he's out there going, well done, come on, I'm going to bring it into being. And he wants that for each one of us.
Amen. Back in November, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was walking along a path. And it was on a path that had empty.
Back.
There?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was walking along a path, and it was on an empty riverbank on the left. Riverbank empty on the left, and to my right were green fields. And I was like, I could see myself like power walking through along this path, and I was overtaking various people, and I was just like really in a hurry to get to the end of the path so I could jump on the bus and get on my way. But when I got to the other end, the buses were coming along, but none was stopping. And in my haste, I actually nearly got run over until in the dream, my sister pulled me back onto the pavement and I woke up. And I just, as usual, I just started to seek God, what he was saying to me. And I felt God lead me to Ezekiel 37, where God leads into the valley of dead bones. You see, many of us, after these last 2 years of the pandemic, are in a hurry, aren't we, to jump back into living our lives as before, moving forward to the next venture. And I felt God was saying to us that in our haste, we just want to move forward, but we're overlooking, we're overtaking those who are needy, those that we're running past. We're overlooking the dead, dry river, guys. And I really felt God is saying, like he said to Ezekiel, I want you to start prophesying to these dead bones. You see, the dead, dry bones represents hopelessness, place of hardship. It's basically a valley full of dead guys. It's the defeated army that God led Ezekiel to. It was where the army fought and failed and died. Can you imagine facing, you know, being a place of failure, being a place where you just think, I have tried and tried and tried and there is no hope. It's so easy, isn't it, to look at our situation and think, this is hopeless. I'm never going to succeed. My family will never be saved. Nothing ever is going to change. Have you found yourself saying those things? Have you heard yourself thinking these things? Where is your hope right now? And I felt that God has been saying to me that in this new season, He wants us to shift from merely petitioning God with our prayers, but instead start to decree and declare what God is saying over your situation, over your life, over your family, over your friends, over your finances, your jobs, your businesses, your health, your mental health, your city, your nation, every giant that you are facing. You see, petitioning prayers, and they're good, but the shift is, right, this is the difference between a petitioning prayer. It could sound like this: Father God, save my son, deliver him from addiction, from, you know, whatever it is, and you're pleading with God. But when we start to declare and decree what God says, it sounds like this. We will say, God, you love my son more than I love him. And you created him for great purpose. Plans you have for him are to bless him and to prosper him. Lord, yeah, we're going to see. We are going to see. Yeah. So that's the difference, guys. We start declaring what God has said over our children, over our finances, over our jobs, or whatever it is. And I feel that God is saying it's a season of breakthrough, and we're called to partner with Him to start prophesying and declaring what God is doing. It's not a season to be passive. It really isn't. Like, so often you're facing that same giant and you think, I cannot be bothered to pray anymore because I am tired of the same results. And God is saying, no, you need to rise up. You need to prophesy and speak life into this situation. See, we need to do battle now in this season. It's God's words and promises He's spoken over us. We need to come into that agreement with God and His word, and we need to declare and say it out loud. We need to say yes and amen to His word, agree and partner with Him, because only then will we see God's word fulfilled. You see, what God called Ezekiel to do is to prophesy to the dead bones. It says in Romans 4:17, and He's speaking of Abraham. He said, in the presence of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. You see, prophecy is calling something into existence that did not exist before. And in the Old Testament, just to give you top line, the three main ways for relating to God was through a prophet, through a priest, or through a king. And Jesus is our prophet, our priest, and our king. And when we pray in Jesus' name, we do so in three vantage points. We listen, we ask, and we declare. And prophetic prayer, it looks like this. We hear and we release what God is saying. Priestly prayer is when we stand in the gap, when we intercede and cry out for breakthrough and mercy. And kingly prayer, and this is where I feel God is calling to us towards, is from a place of authority, because we're raised in Christ, we're seated in heavenly places. When we speak according to God's word, we actually release God's kingdom by speaking things into being through declaring the will and word of God. As the king, Christ represents and releases the rule, authority, and will of God from heaven to earth. We're not only priests, we are a royal kingly priesthood. That's what it says in 1 Peter 2:9. We have, church, be given keys of kingdom authority in which we can bind, loose, forbid and allow, open and close. We are called to shift in this season, to shift from petitioning to the Father so that we can start declaring and proclaiming what God is doing. And it's a process of binding and loosing, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and we're declaring basically on earth as it is in heaven. This is what the Bible tells us to do. The power of God's decreed word is amazing. It releases his creativity, his salvation, and yes, even his judgments, because God is a just God. Job 22:28, did you just say this, Clive? You will decree a thing and it will be established for you. And light will shine on your ways. Behold, I have put my words into your mouth. Jeremiah 1:9-10 says, see, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and plant. And in Ezekiel 37:10 it says, so I prophesied and he commanded me, and the breath came into them and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Church, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And just quickly, I just want to share this story. You may have heard this. It was many years ago, and the Lord sent a man called Dick Eastman to Berlin. The Berlin Wall was still up then, and Dick felt the Holy Spirit prompting him with these instructions. He said, I want you to go and get on an airplane, fly to Germany, go to the Berlin Wall, lay your hands on it, and say these five words, in Jesus' name, come down. That was it. End of assignment. He flew home. Five words. That's all he spoke. And this is exactly what Dick did. And because he did it, because he understood the power of prophetic action. That's the flying there, going there, and then declaring, declaration. Now, Dick would never claim to be the only person used by God to bring down the Berlin Wall. However, very shortly after this, the wall was torn down. There is power, guys, in our decreed word. When God leads us and guides us into how we should pray, you know, Jesus, we just follow Jesus. We do what Jesus did. You know, his words are powerful. God's, like Clive said, spoke the world into being, and God has given us that same power and that same authority. So, something I always ask beginning of January is, Lord, what do you have for me this 2022? I always pray this prayer. And the word I got was life. Life. And I had this dream that I was pregnant with new life. And basically, God was saying, he has given us the ability to birth new life. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and we need to choose life. Speak life into that dead, hopeless situation, because God wants to be known by his people. His agenda is to love and save so that none should perish, and it is his agenda to be known by his people. So we need to stop petitioning and start declaring what God has said. Your words have the power to bring ultimate, utter transformation. Amen.
Amen. So, guys, let's give the Lord a round. Come on. Well, we're not finished there, because what we're going to do, guys, we're going to put that into practice, which is a real prophetic thing about what's going to happen this year. We want to put into practice all the things we've learned. Too often, all we do year after year is learn more, learn more, learn more, learn more, learn more, and get very clever. And it's about doing. Now you know it's about doing, stepping into. So if we're going to stand, we're going to, if we're going to all stand, please, we're going to now proclaim, okay, 2022 into being. So if we can kick off and get out of the way, Steve. I think that was his prophetic action there. Okay, so we're going to all go through this together. And this one is on, you can't, family, that says family at
yeah,
the top.
This Wait, is about family.
Follow Angela on this one.
Yeah, if you just all, let's all read together. So, I declare that I am powerful and what I believe changes the world. I declare that there is no relationship that can't be restored or redeemed. So today, I declare that nothing is impossible for you, God.
Amen. Next Amen. One.
People will see our families, our relationships, our lives, and think there is a God who loves them, and they will glorify you. You are God who heals, who restores and redeems our families and our relationships.
Amen. Amen. Keep going, guys. So now we're going to go into joy. And do remember, we're proclaiming this. You're speaking words of power. If you can see, your life in 2022 is going to start forming around these words. So joy, let's go. Number one, I declare. Hang on. Let's all do it together, shall we? It works better that way. And keep having fun, guys. We're not religious here. So number one, I declare that I am an outrageous, joyful person. Come on. Depressed or anxious, I am now a child of God. And I dedicate my life to being full of joy. Come on. My joy level is increasing daily as I have been created by God to experience the fullness of joy. Come on. My joy does not depend on my circumstances or how I feel. I am the carrier of infectious joy and will release that joy wherever I go. Thank you, Lord. Over to you, Andrew. Keep it going, guys.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Just
okay. Business, working, place, and provision.
Come on, let's declare this, guys.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all of my financial needs that I may have more than enough. I declare open doors, favor, and breakthrough. I declare abundant finances and good health over me and my family. I declare victory over every problem. No weapon formed against me shall stand. I repent from poverty, small thinking, and envy. Give me courage to recognize opportunities and make wealth. Revelation to pass on wealth to our children's children. So we declare that when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices.
Come on. Miracles, guys. Come Who on. Wants miracles in their life? Come on. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus still likes to heal people today. We declare that. Declare that I am supernaturally empowered by God to pray for miracles, healings, and see wonders happen in my daily life. I am going to see many people healed as I lay hands on and pray for them in 2022. Through the blood of Jesus, my family and I are set free from any It's easy for God to heal people and set people free from any addictions they struggle with as I pray for them. Amen. And breakthrough, guys. Who needs breakthrough? Yeah.
You have placed me to be a light in the darkness, to give hope to the hopeless, to give freedom to the prisoners, to bring healing to the nations. The whole earth is waiting to see if you love and care about what they do. You have given me influence so I can prove that you love them. You are sending me on unique assignments, and I will wonder how I got there. I won't feel skilled enough or have the right qualifications. My breakthrough will be everyone else's breakthrough. So we declare, my life and my testimony will give people hope, courage, wisdom, and strength to see who they really are in Christ. Amen.
Revival. Who wants revival? Come on. Woo. I declare that every heart in this place is being refreshed, revived, and restored right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. The presence and power of God is going to increase daily in my life, the life of the Well and the Well Church Basildon. Together, we are going to share and see the kingdom of God advance in our homes, schools, communities, and nation. We are going to make God known for who He is, good, merciful, kind, generous, and our Father. We are going to see salvations, baptisms, and disciple makers multiplied among us this year. Amen. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. And so we believe what we've just done. If we can get Steve up to just, for anyone who's got to go, we've overrun a little bit. And we're just going to worship a bit more. Teas and coffee's over there. And you have just proclaimed, okay, with the power of God, your future into being. We believe that's what the Bible says, and that's what's going to be in. And so we're going to see revival. Amen, church? Amen. Come on, let's worship our God. Let's praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you're in this place, that you're moving upon us now. Lord, I pray as we worship that you solidify them words, Lord, that we start to see our roadmap unfold. Lord, that we're going to step into the fullness, Lord, that we know you, we understand you, and now we become in you in the society that you placed us because we proclaimed it, God. We heard it from your heart. This is what you want for us. And we're saying, yes, God, we yield to you, we give ourselves to you, and will you do it amongst us this year? And if anyone is up there and you're suffering from arthritis, please come down the front. Colin is itching. Look at him. He's itching to pray for you. He's like, come on. People are being healed and restored. Arthritis and anything else you want prayer for, come down. There we call. Oh, God.